from KQED.
To learn more about the new frontier of mobile health technology, we paid a visit to Kaiser's Garfield Innovation Center in Oakland. It's a large industrial building where Kaiser tests everything from delivery cart robots to futuristic operating rooms. Dr. Yan Chow is the head of innovation and advanced technology, part of an IT group whose job is to look into the future. On a tour of the center, he showed us how mobile health could become a bigger part of our lives.
Put the blood pressure cuff on your arm as shown.
And we're now standing in front of our home environment within the Garfield Center. It's a mock-up of a typical home, which has several rooms in it. This is Grandma's room, and in this room we have a couple of telehealth devices, including monitoring devices. Here's a home hub, so you can do a video conference with your physician. It has Bluetooth connection to some of the sensors, such as a blood pressure, weight scale, and so on. And right next to it, we have the latest blood glucose glucometer, which was just approved by the FDA, about the size of a flash drive. You just plug it into your iPhone or iPad, and it sends your glucose value to your provider. And in the future, a lot of these sensors and monitors will be almost unnoticeable, which would be great.
And not only is that great for the patient, it's great for, I would imagine, relatives, you know, who can't be there all the time.
Yes, very, very important. People are starting to realize that involving the support network and the family is going to help with medication adherence, with treatment, with preventing unnecessary readmissions to the hospital. Because of all the pressures that are on healthcare today, the cost pressures, the access pressures, and so on, that we want to deliver healthcare in the next generation, in the 21st century, outside just the walls of the healthcare facility. And so delivering that healthcare means virtual care or connected care. It means connection. It means an interface on the other side, such as a smartphone. It means the ability to deliver advice, track people and how they're doing, and the ability to sort of predict if they're going to get in trouble. If we can intervene early and prevent them from being hospitalized, things like that are now possible. We're now in front of the home office, and it's a little headband device made by a company called NeuroSky, one of the first companies to start using EEG sensing for an interface. Today, you can use it to control video games by thinking certain thoughts. So this is something, you know, in the old days in Star Trek, you'd see this kind of stuff and go, oh, that'll never happen. Well, it's happening.
Exactly.
People are actually using this stuff, and you can imagine the medical uses. You know, people who have tremors in their hands who can't control a computer, people who are quadriplegic, you know, people who have
lost limbs.
Exactly. And this is an ideal kind of interface. So now we're looking at some of the apps and the monitoring equipment that is now being developed. One, for instance, is an iPhone add-on device for iPhone from a company called CellScope. What it has is it has an otoscope speculum you can attach to the camera on the iPhone. So for all the moms and dads out there who have ear infections and the kids at 3 a.m., they can attach this to the iPhone, send a photo of that eardrum right to the doctor, and doctor can advise them whether to come in or not. Down at the bottom, you see another iPhone app using a wand, a portable wand, to do ultrasound. You can see the ultrasound signal. Here's an app that is a medication reminder app where you pick out the pill that looks like the one you're taking. You put it into a pill box that you designed virtually, and at the right time, it'll pop up and tell you, the time to take this pill.
So you don't even have to know the name of it.
Exactly.
In terms of the use of this technology for medical purposes versus wellness, do you see a distinction there?
I think ultimately everyone's goal who's really in healthcare for the right reasons is to focus on wellness and preventive health. It's not been an incentive in our medical system for the longest time. We just incentivize the wrong things. But I think people are starting to realize that the real benefit, the real return is to incentivize wellness. And that means a different relationship with consumers. And that's where the mobile device comes in, because instead of being there just when you get sick, we want to be there all the time to help you decide what healthy foods to eat, you know, when do you exercise, when do you avoid stress, and all these kind of issues that weren't that important before, but I think now becoming very important both for the consumer, for the employer, and for healthcare providers.
That's Dr. Yan Chow. He's head of innovation and advanced technology at Kaiser's Garfield Innovation Center.